BD Productions.
So
working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Never mind.
Drink.
What are you asking?
It's a drink, right?
What is a drink?
7 and 7.
7 and 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Seagram's 7 and 7 up?
Yeah, is that a drink?
That's a drink.
That's what my grandma used to drink. Okay.
Okay. But what were you trying? What does 7 to 7 have anything to do with working 9 to 5?
Because I don't work 9 to 5. I work like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 to 7 is a drink, right? But that's not what it's
7
called.
7 and 7.
7 and 7.
7 okay. up mm-hmm. and Seagram 7.
Okay. I always thought my grandma drank Sprite.
But what's crazy is that Seagram 7 also makes like ginger ale, which I was weirded out by that. I didn't understand that.
I don't know. I just thought she had soda.
You thought your grandma was drinking soda?
Mm-hmm. And floating in the pool. And it wasn't until I was adult and I realized that.
Yeah, she was pouring up, turning up. Grandma was
but
turning
she
up.
Never was like, she doesn't get like me. Like she.
grandma's not a lush drinking wine
right.
before noon.
She.
Welcome to Before the Kids Wake Up. I'm Claude.
And I'm Renee.
And we are tired as hell, guys. I don't even, like, it's springtime and the pollen and the, everything. I'm exhausted.
The pollen is horrible.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to wear my contacts for a month.
Yeah, you've been wearing your glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Not good.
Why?
So I have to tell you the story. So first off, I'm very blind.
Here we go.
And so we went out. We get back from our spring break because we went on vacation.
And we'll talk about that.
And
later.
We decided we were going to go out. And I was like, that's it. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to put in my contacts and it's going to be great. Stupid Renee does not bring backup glasses just in case. So we're out having a good night, an adult night out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to claw my eyeballs out of my face. So I was like, listen, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm just going to take my contacts out. But Claude, you cannot not touch me because I cannot see where you are.
Yeah.
And Claude did not continue to touch me. And he's like, you can just follow my voice. I'm like,
no,
I cannot see.
That's absolutely not true.
We lasted an hour.
That's absolutely not true. That I am a big person, as you can see. 6'5", 285 pounds. I don't understand. Here's the thing. I was there. There's lots of mass for you to touch. You just.
But there were lots of people.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, my eyesight, I can see blobs, but I can see no facial anything. Heights.
You get that fixed. Like, honestly, zombie apocalypse comes. I cannot be worried about you, like Thelma, losing your glasses. My glasses. And now your glasses
are
missing.
Already, I've always
and
told you, zombies
got you now. And it's just done. And it's done.
It's gonna, as soon as
I cannot continue to worry about that. So you need to do something about your eyes. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah, figure it out. Yeah, pollen is awful right now. Everything is yellow. All the cars are yellow. My car looks what's yellow and I guess orange. Is that orange?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks kind of orangish now. Everything just looks kind of dirty. Every window is nothing is clean and nice. Those little they look like little caterpillars, but I think that they're like
I don't know
oak tree.
Droppings,
and I was thinking about oak tree like
poop.
No, the other thing, like oak tree semen.
Oh my god!
Because that's what happens. No, what? because they pollinate and then it spreads and they grow little other oak trees everywhere else.
I can't with you.
That's what it is. Look it up. That's exactly what it is. And so it's like a type of pollen, and that's from the oak trees and stuff. And
you know, sometimes you question what it's like to be in my head, but I'm really curious right now what it's like to be in your head.
It's very sane and logical. It is. I mean, all you, just listen, to
How
know what that-
How many voices do you hear?
Two.
Yours and mine.
Yours and yours and mine, yes. Two.
That's awesome.
Incessantly, you're up there all the time. Yeah, whatever. How you? But other than your pollen, how are you feeling?
Good. Tired.
Yeah.
I crocheted a lot this weekend, so I'm feeling my cup is full.
Oh yeah. I guess when last we were in on our crochet part of the show, you were making me a scarf and a hat, and it's done.
Why do you not have?
I don't because it's 90 degrees out, so I'm not gonna put the scarf and a hat on right now.
But I told
you
if I was gonna make it, you have to wear it.
I will take a picture of it so that everybody can see it on video and stuff like that. But no, I'm not gonna wear that right now.
I did a good job, didn't I?
I am.
Don't stutter.
Thoroughly surprised at your ability to crochet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know when you started sewing,
it didn't work.
It didn't even last. Like I bought you this expensive sewing machine for Christmas, and it didn't even last like I think a month.
Yeah, we got into a fight.
You can't
me get, and the sewing machine.
No, you didn't. You got
no. The sewing machine and I got into a fight, and I couldn't figure out how to properly thread the thing, and I was done.
But
it's still in the closet.
You
could have
just YouTubed it like you're doing the crochet stuff.
No, the YouTube didn't properly.
I think sewing was hard.
It was hard.
It was difficult for you.
But I didn't have a friend either to egg me on.
That's true.
And teach me. With crochet, I have a friend.
You do have Emily, who's kind of your.
She's encouraging my bad behavior.
Well, I told you that. What are your names? You guys came up with a name?
Gremily and Riri.
No, for your crocheting name.
Well, we came up with a few. We haven't decided on one.
You don't want to say them?
Well, not at Mama's was.
Not at Mama's? Yeah. I said it should be the Naughty Crochet Girls, but they were like, no.
No, that's like a porn thing.
How is that a porn thing?
I don't know.
There's nothing about crochet that is sexy. And I keep telling you this. There's no crochet porn niche. There's no crochet like.
Anytime you type in naughty on the internet.
But it's not spelled naughty. It's spelled naughty, like knots.
Okay, I get it.
Did you?
You know what?
You're just now getting that, aren't you?
No.
That it's a naughty with
the knots. I'm just saying, I think we should Google it and see what comes up because I feel like naughty
crochet.
Things. Yeah.
I think you're going to get crochet.
I bet you that there's porn out there about crocheting.
I don't think so. You're looking it up right now. I don't. I just don't think so. I don't think so.
If I'm right and you're wrong, what do I get?
I'll go get you some more yarn.
How much?
However much you want.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, see, it's all it takes now, guys. It's just getting her yarn. It's a crazy new thing that she likes, and she did. She actually can make stuff, and it's very surprising. And
I've made a bag. I've made a blanket. Yeah. I've made a scarf. I've made a hat.
Yeah.
I made a play setter today.
Yeah.
I've made
your coverall. Did you say that?
That's like your big bands. Thing. My bathing suit cover up.
Yeah, it's quite impressive for somebody who is incredibly uncreative.
Yeah.
To be able to do something that requires some level of creativity.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
So no, I
just needed the right creativity.
So no, I'm very proud of you. I'm very happy to have you have this one thing that you can pay attention to now instead of me. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that you found something that brings you joy, I guess.
Yeah, well, but it's only because I don't have to leave the house. I really need to do more. Ray is, as she's sitting at my feet, her and I, we need to do some more fun stuff.
Do some
stuff,
more fun stuff,
I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... But yeah, no. It's been like a lot. So I guess we could talk about this episode. It might as well get into it because I think we're gonna spend the whole dang on episode talking about it. But it's been spring break, and oh boy, we went on a family vacation. Why don't you talk about that? I can't even like my brain is not even.
Well, let me ask you
like,
this question.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best.
Uh huh.
How would you rate our family vacation?
Only in positive numbers?
I swear. You're ridiculous.
You got to have two criteria here, right? Expectations versus what actually happened.
No, just overall. How would you rate it?
I'll give it a 5.
Me too.
A 5. Yeah. We're split screen, so they didn't really see our hands touch anymore.
Oh.
And when you do that, it does make the camera go in and out. What was that?
Sounds like somebody's printing something in our
somebody's
printer.
Printing something? Whoop. There we go.
You're weird.
No, I'm not weird.
It's funny we both say that. No, because it wasn't, it was fun. And actually, when I asked both kids are like, oh my God, it was the best thing ever. And Olivia even said, oh, when can we go again? She's super excited, had the best time of her life. Which, great. Family vacations are really about the kids. Let's be real. Right? It really is about the kids.
Well,
the
I
kids
can definitely
experience.
Confirm that this family vacation was not about me.
Or me.
That's not true.
What part of it? I didn't get my ring that I wanted.
Do you want to talk about the vacation first, and then we can get into the psychology of all of this vacationing and things that we want to do? Yeah, because it's before the kids wake up, guys. It's not just us bantering over and over again. We do like to give you a little bit of a morsel of something you can take with you. But just tell. So what did we do? We went on a
12-day 6-day 12-day. It was only six days.
Jesus, it felt. Geez.
It was really 7 if you count the night that we stayed in the hotel before we left.
I will count
so,
it.
Okay, so we went though on a 6-day cruise.
Yeah.
So we drove to the
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. We stayed the night in a hotel, and then we got on the cruise. We were on the cruise for 6 days.
Yeah.
We went to three different islands.
Okay.
And we were in a very small room.
Yeah. So
with our children.
What's crazy is we weren't even in the smallest room, which is, I can't even imagine the people who had the smallest
room. They had a balcony. It was cute. Yeah. It wasn't big, but it wasn't small. The kids had to share a bed, and yeah, we had to share a bed like we normally do.
Kids shared like a couch, pull out trundle bed mm-hmm. type thing. We actually had a pretty fairly like a queen size bed. It wasn't that bad. But, you know, we think about how stressful it is being in our household together with us and our kids. And we have a pretty decent sized house. It's not a mansion, but it's a decent sized house. And that feels sometimes like the walls are crashing in. So you can imagine mm-hmm. us being in this little stateroom that's basically the size of the garage, mm-hmm. The studio where we are right now. And it was rough. It was a lot.
It was for a me, lot because we were exhausted yeah. because anytime you're parenting like that for full time and you're trying to help the children regulate their emotions while you're trying to regulate your emotions, it can be a lot with no break.
Yeah, and you're just if we really think about it, we don't spend that much time with our kids or even together in a normal situation,
right? Because we're working, they have school, there's activities. Yeah. So to spend 6 days straight 24 hours a day together,
we probably spend what, maybe 2 hours a day with the kids.
Four?
You think it's four?
Yeah, two in the morning, two in the evening.
Two in the morning, two in the evening. That makes sense. And then together, we probably get even less than that, like maybe one and a half.
Yeah.
If that. And
oh my God, that's sad when you think of it.
Yeah, when you put it all together like that, that is pretty sad. I mean, you fill the time up with what, school, sleep, well, you sleep.
Work.
The kids sleep, work, and then all their extracurricular activities. So when you finally do go on that trip, it's like, holy crap, I'm spending
A lot of time,
you know, the 8 hours that you're not sleeping, and then you have, I was in 8 hours that you sleep, but then you have all the other time that you have to fill. And I will say on a cruise, I mean, you got to get yourself a cruise that's got a lot going on, right? And we did. There was a lot of things.
There was a lot. It wasn't until the last day that
you feel like you're doing the same thing over
the
and
last
over again.
2 days, should I say, yeah, that Olivia was just like, whatever, I'm done with this. And she took off with her card and spent $50 in the...
Yeah,
the what do you want to call it, arcade?
We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think genuinely speaking, or generally, the trip could have been better. I think if the kids were more into the fact that, you know, we put a lot into it. It was a very expensive mm-hmm. trip, and I think that they wanted all of the comforts of home, but also being away.
Yeah.
You know, our son was spent a lot of time on the he conned us into getting the internet package so that which I still haven't seen the bill on that yet, by the way. I'm very scared to see what comes through.
Oh, yeah, because I just saw that bill, too, and it was a regular bill. That's weird.
We'll see. I'm sure it'll pop up somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we got the internet package so that he can talk to his girlfriend while we were away. And my daughter wanted to be on the iPad, but we actually forced her to go to the little camp that they had. And
she was very active. She yeah. did not watch TV, but for like half a second here yeah. or there. She did a lot. She made friends.
Yeah.
She went to the camp. She loved the camp. Her and I had a good time. Even when we were on the excursions that we took, she was really good.
Yeah.
She was really, really good.
Yes. Thank you, ADHD medicine. but there was a point in time where I think that she got tired.
Yeah. Those last 2 days. Yeah, she was like, we've been in all these pools. We've already been to all these places. Yeah. Now what? And we're like, well, this is it.
This is it. This is all we can do. There are 16 decks. You can visit 15 of them.
But she didn't want to do it with somebody. She wanted to
explore on her own. Which, you know what, I think I would like to go on another cruise, not with kids. If we take the kids or the kid again, I would say when she's a little bit older, that way she can explore and us not feel like we're going to lose her.
You know the crazy thing is?
What?
She could find the room and I couldn't.
Why couldn't you? I mean, it was in the same spot every time.
Yeah, but I constantly went the wrong way. And she'd be like, no, Mom, we got to go this way. I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah. That's the wrong way. And finally, she's like, Mom.
The ship did challenge your sense of direction, correct. I think. Because
there's the middle, and then we were to one side. So sometimes I would come and I'd be on this side and confused about how I get back to the other side. But the kids knew, so they got.
Well, there's a little trick about getting to sides is if you go one way, you just go the opposite way to get back to where you came from.
You think you're funny.
No, and what was even more crazy is that they had some, the little pictures of the. Not only did they have pictures of the ship on the wall that specifically said forward, aft, and the numbers and everything of your stateroom, they actually had a 3D model of it as well that like, hey, I can see this is where I am. This is where all these things are, you know, and this is how I get here as well.
You making fun of me right now?
I'm incredibly making fun of you right now. I'm actually trying to get the thing to focus back on me. For some reason, it got out of
focus. But how about the fact that we did a mystery, challenge? That's not what it was. A mystery game. That was cool.
Yeah, we failed.
We almost had it. We were only sure.
Because you guys got overzealous.
Who thought that there'd be two killers? Not me.
The thing is that you guys got.
We got
Nicholas
one of the
actually
two.
Did. Yeah, but you got overzealous and you went ahead without me. If you would have waited on me,
we couldn't. It started at a specific time.
I understand.
You were doing your beard or something.
It takes me a while to get ready. I think my kids realized my beauty routine. That the whole trip. I don't think they
even
knew
this
how much
morning,
that I put
right?
into
so
it.
We're getting ready, whatever, to go. And Claude's like, why does it take me longer to get ready than you? And
it's
I
hard
asked,
being a trophy husband. It's difficult. You mean to walk out here with a messed up looking beard, you know, flaky, chunky skin, you know? No, I have to take care of myself so that when people see me, they're like, wow, that's Renee's husband. Lucky her. He is so handsome and tall and amazing. You know, I just want to, you know, knock her off so I can make him my own. Yeah, that's what it means to be a trophy husband. It's very difficult. It's hard.
You're ridiculous.
It's stressful, and you have to put a lot into it.
You said a lot of good jokes in the last 11 years, but I think that was the best.
That's okay. I'm going to remember that. My next wife will love me. it's okay.
Your next wife, as if Olivia would ever allow that to happen.
She would have no choice. But no.
She would bury you in the backyard.
But yeah, no. So it was a fun trip, but I would say maybe if it was about half the time, four days or five as opposed to seven.
I don't think so. I think if we just went with like a bigger group of people.
Yeah, that was the thing too. So yeah. Pro parenting tip for you guys, if you're going on a cruise with your kids, go with families that also have kids. Mm-hmm. Because the downtime is when it's the most stressful.
Well, and our kids are 10 years apart, so the downtime for them is not...
the same.
Right. They're not entertained by each other.
No, they're definitely not entertained by each other. And I think, generally speaking, the boy wanted his girlfriend to be there, and she wasn't. And our daughter wanted a friend to be able to play with regularly.
Well,
she did, at the end, the last two days.
Yeah,
she did. And that's when she went on her little heist and stole $50 from us.
Mm-hmm. She did not steal it, though.
Okay.
She didn't steal.
Explain.
Okay. So Olivia said she wanted to go play with her friends in the hot tub. And so we're like, yeah, that's fine. It was right behind us. And we're on a ship. We're at sea. Where is she going to go? But anyway.
Overboard.
Anyways. So we thought she was in the hot tub. And then we turn around and she's gone. Her and her friends. Yeah. And her friends were, there was a 7 and a 10 year old, the brother. But they were all gone. So we start to kind of look, but normally I would get frantic. If we were to have been like at a hotel or something, I probably would have been frantic. But the fact that we were on a boat, not quite as freaked out. But anyway, so we're like, where did she go? So anyways, we finally find her and now she's like, oh, well, we were in the arcade. I said, well, how did you get to the arcade? Like, what money did you have?
Yeah.
What were you doing in the arcade? And it's kind of close, right? It's right there. It's not like they were that far. And she was like, oh, no, we were just in the arcade. Well, the next morning... you go in, and if you're on a cruise, you can check your account. So I'm looking at her account. I was like, there are $50 worth of charges from the arcade.
Yeah.
And so I asked Olivia, I said, Olivia, how did you do this? And she's like, well, I took my room key that had my name on it, and I play games. And I said, what do you mean, your card? And she said, well, it's my card. And I said, yeah, but it cost me money. And she was like, no, I didn't take your money. My card, I just use my card, and I tap it. And I get to play these games. But it was my card. I didn't take your card. I didn't take daddy's card. I took my card.
And to be fair, hold on, let me adjust this because it keeps... I think it thinks that I'm somewhere else. So to be fair, I did take her to the arcade the first day, right? I took her to the arcade and I took the card and I went and swiped it. Like all I did was swipe it. She had no idea of the fact that it was actual money.
That's coming, what I was saying. She didn't think
so
it was stealing.
So she had no idea. So she had no idea that she was taking anything or anything
like
that.
She was
like
just like, no, it had my name on it and I used it and I'm allowed to because it had my name on it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was the trick for her. She thought that she was...
she didn't even realize
doing
it was
what she's
money.
Supposed to do. You know, I think she was emulating me. And so I do have nobody but to myself to blame, I think, for that one. So yeah, whoops.
But then we had a big lesson about cards are associated to money that are associated to mom and dad's bank account.
Yeah. I didn't think we had to have like the debit card, credit card conversation with her that early, but you know, why not? And the same token, didn't we get like our credit card stolen the same weekend or something like that too?
As soon as we got back, it was always something. We took our card, yeah.
But yeah, no. So yeah, again, pro tip, guys, if you're gonna travel with your kids on a cruise, at least you know, because we've traveled. We took Nicholas on actually, ironically, 10 years prior to this vacation, mm-hmm. we took Nicholas on a Carnival cruise. It was like our first
4 days, which is why it didn't seem as long.
It was only 4 days?
Yeah, we just went to the Bahamas.
Okay, so that might be the reason.
And
why
I don't remember that trip being stressful.
No, we only had one kid though, and Nicholas was a lot less stressful of a kid when he was Olivia's age.
And I feel like their camp selections were better.
I don't know.
At Carnival, do you remember they had a whole list of all the activities that they were going to do? And so we would told Nicholas, hey, these are all the things. And he would pick, we'd go drop him off, and then we'd pick him up afterwards so we could go. The cruise that we went on, they didn't do that. You just drop them off. There's no activity list. They just do random things.
But I think they did a bunch of different stuff, though. They did a bunch of different things.
Yeah, but I felt as if the one when we took Nicholas on, it was more scheduled and I don't know.
Yeah, you wanted to be a control freak and you couldn't.
No, do you remember? He cried when we left.
I understand.
Because he had so much fun. And at the end, there was a shirt. They had all of the friends sign at the end. I kind of like that.
I mean, I think Carnival Cruise Line is definitely the budget cruise line. And they make it up for being able to do things like that.
Yeah, their kids program was.
The kids program was a little bit better. But
and we didn't have to wait in line for an hour to get him in.
There's less people on the boat.
But I like that. Better.
I understood. I think that, you know, the major thing with the kids was the fact that we were left kind of entertaining them in the downtime. And if you go with friends or because here's the thing, guys, I told Renee we needed to make cruise friends when we got there. And she was completely adamantly against it. And was like, no, we don't need to make cruise friends. We don't need to make cruise friends. And lo and behold, the last 2 days on the cruise, we made cruise friends with kids. And it made our whole rest of our cruise a lot less.
It was. Olivia loved
stressful.
Them.
So, you know, and so make cruise friends or go with your friends. I'll tell you, there's cruise Facebook groups. There's all kinds of things where there, I think there's even a couple apps where you can meet up with people on cruises. And do that if you're going to bring your kids, because if you go into it cold turkey like we did, you're going to waste a lot of time. I was sick the first couple days. It was a mess. But yeah, no, 5 out of 10, this spring break with our kids. And it's interesting though, because now let's talk about the psychology of this, because Renee always picks these, big family things to do. And we've gone to New York, we've gone to the American, Southeast or not Southeast, Northeast, Washington,
Oregon.
North Carolina, that's not in the Northeast, but Northwest.
No, I know, but New York, the Bahamas.
You're naming all the places that we've gone. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we've gone all these
Colorado.
Different places, and it's mainly because Renee, if I understand you, can explain it better than me, but you want to have lasting memories with the kids, right?
Yes.
It's important to you to have this. That's why a lot of times.
And I want them to experience different things.
Yeah.
Different cultures, different areas, right? It's not just this little bubble that we live in here. Mm-hmm. There's so much out there in the world. That's one of the reasons why, right, when we go, we don't do cookie cutter things. We don't do chain restaurants. We do as much as we can to see what is going on in that area.
We don't get nice hotels. We don't get comfortable rental cars.
Because we're on budgets too.
I understand that.
But have a budget.
I think Renee is trying to, what's the word? Not make up for compensating for the childhood that you wish that you had and you dream that you give to your kids.
Here's the thing. So when I was a kid, we did do things, right? We did camping and we did do things, but I want my kids to just experience different cultures in different areas, because when I moved from Ohio to Florida, I was like in a culture shock.
And I understand that, but I don't think it's more the culture, because I don't think that the people are that different in Washington and Seattle than they are. Like, I guess, but we didn't experience a bunch of different people.
No, but from Ohio to Florida it was.
So, I understand
But that. My thought is, to get them to experience that there are different things everywhere.
Yeah, but I think that it's more
and
on
you
the
have
line
to embrace it.
For you that you want to give them these lasting memories.
Mm. Well, I want them to be able to experience things.
And I personally think that I'll look more forward to traveling and experiencing things with the kids when they're older than they are now, because I don't think that they actually appreciate.
Oh no, because you know the crazy thing is that Nicholas would prefer not to travel.
Right.
And he's made that clear. Even so, we're doing vacation this year, and at the end of the year we're gonna go to New York. It's on my bucket list to see the Rockefeller Center, all with all the lights, the tree. So, and I said to him, do you want to go? And he's like, I have no desire to ever go back to that state.
Yeah.
And for the most part, he just doesn't want to travel. Now, yeah. I think Olivia is going to be my travel partner for life.
I think Olivia would be happy traveling in a shoebox.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's but she's like me. She has my soul in regards to, let's just go and see where the wind takes
us.
No,
what I was saying is that she would be happy like going down the street if it's somewhere not our house.
Right.
Like she doesn't.
She's adventurous.
She's, I think that, but that goes back to the point of why do we have to go all out with them now if it's something that we can do later and they don't actually appreciate it?
She appreciates it now.
Why do you think that?
She just, when we came back, she said, Mom, that was the best time ever. Thank you. I had so much fun.
Yeah, but I think it was because she was on a ship with a pool and unlimited ice cream. And
no, because I feel like Nicholas, when anytime we've come back from vacation, will say, oh, no, that was fun.
Yeah.
But we don't have to do that again. Yeah. Like it's, whereas Olivia's like, no, I'll do this every single time. She's just always, Olivia has my drive for just new experiences. Yeah. Nicholas does not, which is fine. I like that. That's fine.
Well, and I have your drive for new experiences too, but I just don't want to bring the kids.
No, you don't.
Why do you say that?
Because I really have to drag you sometimes to do new things.
Well, no, that's not true.
You don't like things outside of your comfort zone.
That's absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I want to go somewhere where I'm comfortable, A, and safe, you know.
And safe.
And I'm not trying to, you know. To me, it's not worth sacrificing.
Wait till you hear our next vacation for next year.
Anyhow, it's not. To me, it's not worth sacrificing a comfortable space to dwell versus going somewhere. I'm not trying to stay in a Roach Motel just so I can see the Grand Canyon.
We've never stayed in a Roach Motel.
We've stayed in a motel that had roaches.
Okay, but that was when we first started to date. That was very early on. And that wasn't because we couldn't afford it. It was legit. It was just a bad pick on the motel.
Listen, and
one time in 11 years.
Well, we're not talking about the trips that you've done for other people, too, where you've gotten
one time
bars on the windows in a not so good neighborhood.
Horrible.
I do have to verify when you do pick the hotel. You do make me verify
I
now from
now
on. But no, I'm just saying for me, I would rather us do something that's comfortable and typical and, you know, do all the adventurous stuff when they're older because we can do more. But I mean, like I said, we went down all the Oregon, the Pacific Coast, and we searched for whales, and we ultimately saw a whale.
I love that vacation.
Finn, and that was about it. Again, I got sick that trip too.
Yeah, you used know every bathroom.
I still travel. I don't travel. Listen, I like to feel comfortable. Like I said, if you can get me like an Airbnb where I'm like staying at a home and I'm good, and we'll go you know tours and things like that. You're
What's
just
been your
like
favorite vacation that we've taken.
Favorite vacation that we've taken with the kids
or without? It could be either.
New York.
With or without the kids?
Without the kids. The one with the New York, I mean, having to tote Olivia around everywhere. She was touching homeless people. And
that was awesome. So listen,
see, we have a very different opinion of what is awesome.
So my favorite vacation has been our family vacation to New York. Mm-hmm. My second one is Oregon and Washington.
Why?
We had so much. Watching Olivia try to touch homeless people, hilarious.
In New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Oregon, just we experienced so many things. Just like the gum wall. When we ate at the very top of whatever, and then you
That's
ended
where
up
I got
you
sick.
Got sick.
Yeah.
But the food was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Going down the entire
wasn't so
coast.
Great coming out though.
That's just, oh my God. I know we only saw one whale fin.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have seen more. But I had so much fun driving down the coast searching for whales. That to me was like a treasure hunt. Freaking phenomenal.
I did a TikTok recently about family vacations, actually dubbing Jerry Seinfeld, if you know Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, about family vacations. And he basically said, and I agree, this is me as well, that he hates them. You know, they're not fun. You know, he's not having a good time, and the kids don't have a good time with him, and his wife doesn't have a good time with him. And at the end of the day, he's like, he's not upset about it because he knows that it's going to suck, you know, because traveling with your kids or generally doing anything with your small children sucks. It's not, it's, but I don't know how you can muster, other than the fact that I know that it's your lifelong dream to be able to do things with the kids like that and compensate for the fact that when you were a kid, you would have wanted to do this and you didn't get a chance to. That's where you get the joy from it. I enjoy traveling with you, typically, but I would love to take a family vacation by myself.
That doesn't even make sense.
Why?
You can't take a family vacation by yourself because then it's not a family vacation. It's single trip.
Why? Family
means your family.
I am still, don't say that people who are without wives and children aren't a family. They can be their own family.
Who are you going to take with you? You just myself. Said by yourself. You are not, a family is not one person.
I think that I could definitely take a family. Could you have not gone on the cruise by yourself?
No.
Why?
I'd have been bored.
Really?
Yeah.
There's all those people on the cruise ship.
I don't like new people.
It's all like the pool, and they had an adult pool there. They had all this stuff and food.
I don't like new people.
I would have loved to take a trip by myself.
If I could take my dog.
Okay.
You would never.
Take the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like the dogs like that.
That's what I'm saying.
But no, I would. There is something to be said by vacationing. I've never done it a day in my life, but at some point I would like to try it. And you can take a vacation by yourself too if you want.
I don't need your permission. I can do what I want.
I'm just saying. I
take a mini weekends with the dog to go do scent trials.
So you're telling me right now that you actually enjoy the vacations with our kids?
Yes, I do. I would trade them for the
so,
world.
More so than the ones without the kids.
I'm not going to compare the two.
Why?
Very different situations.
Why?
I enjoy them both equally.
Why do you enjoy the ones with the kids so much?
Because I love making memories with the kids.
Because it's all about the memories. I told you, you're making the memories, which is fine. But I also know that I'm going to make memories with them when they're older as well. You know, even though we haven't really traveled much with Nicholas older. I think they had a lot to do with COVID and stuff like that. You know, the crazy thing is that
family trip is probably was a really good trip.
I was sick
too.
That whole time too. We don't have any trips with just Nicholas when he was older, though, too, because Olivia came
obviously
along.
Obviously, we have her.
Yeah, and so that will be interesting when she's older to travel with him, too, because then it's a family vacation where everybody's kind of older. They can kind of do their own thing.
Yeah.
And we're not, because I feel when I'm on these trips with the kids, I'm responsible for them being happy and enjoying themselves. And when I look over and I see frowns on two faces after we've spent a lot of money for them to be where we are, it's frustrating, right? Because
so I want you to think of this.
Okay.
Do you remember Olivia's happy dance when she got her chocolate pancakes and her bacon?
Yeah.
That's what I think of
she
it.
She got chocolate pancakes and bacon in
Claude,
Tampa.
She was legit doing this.
Yeah, but then she could have done that here. We didn't have to spend $4,000 on and go and take halfway around the country.
She enjoyed it. She appreciated it in her own way. She did. Okay. She was so excited. She had chocolate pancakes
I just question having to do, because my family, we had family vacations too, but they were very simple. We'd go to Disney, Busch Gardens, Alabama, Ocala, places that were very local. That was very affordable.
Us too.
But as a kid, you don't really know. Just getting out of my house and going into another city.
But don't you remember? Like, I remember the family vacation we took to Texas. I remember very vividly my Aunt Dawn flying us out to Vegas to visit her when she lived there. Like, those are vacations that some of my favorite times.
You'll have to ask Nicholas what his favorite vacation was, because I don't even know.
You want to bet? It's Colorado.
Yeah.
But we can ask him.
We'll have to ask him. But again, like I said, but he's kind of high maintenance when it comes to vacations. The girl will literally, like I said, we could.
She's my spirit animal. Her and I are two in one.
We could take a tent and throw it in the backyard and tell her that this is our family vacation. She would have a good time.
Yeah, her and I.
Absolutely.
She's going to be my travel partner forever.
And I am going to be, I might have to just let y'all travel together. Mm-hmm. Just the two of you. That'd be fun.
Oh, heck yeah. Her and I have already said, she's like ready for brunches and everything.
We take separate family vacations.
She's like, Mom, how old do I have to be before I
we
go to brunch
go
with the girls? We
could go to the same place. You two get a room. I'll have my own room and my own itinerary. You guys can have your own itinerary, your own room.
No.
And then we can meet in the middle. We can like do the things together.
No.
No, I have to do everything with you guys.
Or not come with
you. Or not come with you? Why?
Just how it works.
That's how it works.
Those rules.
Family mandated fun. Now, mommy mandated fun for daddy, always. But yeah, guys, again, it's hard. It's difficult. Renee won't admit this, but it's difficult traveling with your kids. It makes it 10 times better.
And I didn't say it wasn't difficult. I'm going to
compare the two. I enjoy traveling with my wife and friends way more than I do traveling with the kids. Every place I go with Renee, I can see it in her eyes, how much fun she's having, how much she appreciates being where we are, and how much she appreciates being with me. And as a result of that, I definitely enjoy traveling with her than I do over the kids. But, you know, I guess it's all about the memories, right? Mm-hmm. guys, this is part of the show where we answer some advice from the internet. All right, guys. Today, so from Throwing R.A. Stonewalling on Reddit, said my 32 female and husband, 34 male, got angry at me in the airport and is traveling separately, a.k.a. acting like I don't exist during our multi-flight travel day together.
Been there, done that.
No, you haven't. We've been together 10 years. This isn't the first stupid fight we've had while traveling, but there have been enough of them recently that I'm questioning what I'm even doing here. Did you write this? Mm-hmm. The ages don't match up. We had a fight before we got to security that made him embarrassed and furious, and he started walking really fast, acting annoyed at me when I didn't try to keep up. I was walking normally, and he's way taller. I'm not going to jog. This could be us. And then told me he wanted to navigate the airport separately because he's tired of me walking slow on purpose and not paying attention to things. Don't laugh at them. He begins walking ahead of me, and despite a couple attempts for me to patch this up, he ends up getting to our gate without me and sitting on the plane next to me, but acting like I'm not there. The cause of the fight almost doesn't matter, but when we arrived at the airport for 5 a.m. flight, we were waiting in line for the airline check-in desk to open. It was 2:45 a.m., and they didn't open until 3 a.m. When it looked like an agent was turning on the self-help kiosk, I told him I was going to see if we could check in there. He apparently misunderstood my plan. In the meantime, the agent arrived at the desk and he was stuck with both our bags and couldn't get my attention despite calling my name. He felt angry and embarrassed and was mad at me for walking off and leaving him with the bags and not hearing him call me. I had already checked us in, so it was really no harm done, but I understand why he is upset. So there's a lot, like two more paragraphs, and I'm not going to read them, but I think we have the gist of what's going on here, and this could literally be us.
100%.
This could 100% be us.
And yes, we have flown together.
Yeah.
And I've tried to pretend like you didn't exist.
Yeah.
Until there was turbulence, and then you crawled into my lap. Like,
well, no, that we had a heated discussion the night before.
I might have.
Before we get on the plane, and you were acting like in my opinion, a little bit off. But it seems like to me, if I understand you correctly, you guys have been together 10 years, and this is probably something that's happened before. You guys don't communicate well, is what it seems like to me. Because it's, you were going to go do something and he thought you were going to do something. So he went in line and you went to the kiosk. You actually did what needed to be done and left him there by himself. It really seems like you guys have a communication issue.
Where was their cell phones? Why didn't one just call?
And
the
that other? Was, that's my question as well. Where were the cell phones? Why? And it might be explained a little bit further in the advice, but you know, I can definitely sympathize with the guy in the situation because Renee oftentimes hears what she wants to hear and doesn't hear what actually was said. Renee also gets very frazzled in situations where a lot of people around and traveling turns her into a completely different person. And, you know, she's very regimented, has to be right there, do that. She's one of those people that has to go see the terminal to make sure it's still there 3 hours before our flight leaves.
It could change.
The terminal could change, but if it hasn't changed, there's no reason to go look at it 3 hours ahead of time. It's not moving. Then I got
to
pick up the terminal
and
put it somewhere else.
We just make sure it's there and then we go do
Anyhow. So, yes, I understand this is a very thing. This could happen. This very well could have been us, but it seems like there's a communication issue between the two of you. And the way that you deal with these types of things, in my opinion, at least that's how we do it, is we try to have a pre-plan. A plan before we actually go to do these things. Who's going to be in charge of the tickets? Who's going to be in charge of the bags? Who's going to be in charge of the kids if the kids are with us? Who's going to be in charge of the chargers and the cell phones and all these different things? If you have that kind of settled out at the beginning, you're not going to really have much of an issue because if it was her job to get the tickets together, then it doesn't matter if she used the help desk kiosk or the person at the desk. It was her job to get the tickets together, and you just follow suit. If it was your job to get the bags, you just carry those damn bags with you and you follow behind her, or vice versa. Yeah. So when it comes to these type of things, whether it be traveling together or whatever, it does help when you're going into a new situation or a situation where it could be volatile, that you make a plan ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it took us a long time to get to that point, right? Well,
they've been together 10 years, though. So they've been together almost as long as we have.
I hear that, but yeah. We started therapy 2 years ago, and it took us a long time to get to that point.
So you're 2 years behind us, guys.
Yeah, that
keep up.
It's right. It's making plans, and even sometimes we make plans and it doesn't work. We still have explosions, right? Yeah. That we're just because we weren't prepared for them.
Right.
And then once the situation arises, then we prepare a little bit better for the next time. But I think too, the other key thing, right? This has just come up in the last month. Is so I understand being embarrassed, but did you think that she did it intentionally?
Right.
Do you think that she intentionally left to make you be put in that position and to be embarrassed?
Right.
Why do we always think the worst of our partners?
Of our partners. Oh, that should be our next show's theme. Why do we always think the worst of our partners?
But we've spent the last month since our last therapy session having these conversations where I have said to you, well, why do you think the worst of me? That's not what I meant.
Right.
Why do you automatically think how I said it, you took it in the worst form that it could be taken?
Right.
Right. I've even said it about the kids. Why do you think that they are coming from the worst? Because it's very easy for us to take people that we love and just think the worst of them.
Well, we're not your enemy.
Why?
Why do we do that?
Why do we do that?
Right.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. And that's a question that I think you have to ask yourself, because ultimately your family members are not your enemy. And they're not going to take it the wrong
way. And normally, they actually are coming from the better place. You just don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
And I get being embarrassed. Because I don't really care. I have no shame. I don't care what people think
of
me. But this one here literally cares what the complete stranger she's never going to meet ever again feels.
I would have called you.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have answered, I'd have gone back to the end of the line and I've gotten back in the line.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. I'm so sorry. My spouse isn't here. I'm just going to go back to the end of the line.
Right. Right. But no, I mean, again, it's a pride thing as well. You know, embarrassment has a lot to do with pride, and you kind of got to let that go a little bit when it comes to healing a relationship or having a mature adult, open, communicative relationship. You have to let pride go. And in this situation, again, it seems like you guys are apt to volatile situations where there's going to be a lot of moving parts. So, again, my best advice is for you guys to have a plan ahead of time. Maybe get some couples therapy if you don't have couples therapy already, because it's definitely the way to go to be able to learn how to communicate and speak the same language with one another. So, you know,
yeah,
that's it. So, safe travels to you guys. I hope you,
I
don't know when this was posted, but I hope that you're, I hope that you're home safe or wherever
traveling
you went.
Traveling
is stressful. I hate to fly. I cannot stand to fly.
You freak out like a big baby.
I cannot stand to fly because you could die. And now planes' doors are opening automatically and people are just flying out of them or whatnot. I don't think anybody flew out of the plane, but still, that's crazy.
That is a little crazy.
You know, like, yeah, no. So, yeah, don't. Hey, listen, if you're going to be in a situation where something like that can happen on a Boeing, whatever, make sure that you're communicating with your partner and you're not fighting over stupid stuff like who's going to get the tickets checked in or whatever. That's dumb. Don't do that. All right, guys. Well, it's come to the end of the show now. Make sure that if you follow us on TikTok, you got a lot of good stuff there. We're at Before the Kids Wake Up on everything. That's YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Follow us again at Before the Kids Up. That's spelled out BFORE, The Kids Wake Up. We'd love for you guys like, subscribe, share, comment, all kinds of fun things on all of our social media. And I guess until next time, I'm Claude.
And this is Renee.
And this has been Before the Kids Wake Up.
BD Productions.